131873 is the open line number. I've been following a story about an alleged pedophile in the New South Wales Central West. My listeners in the West would know all about it. The man in his late 60s was arrested in March last year and was at the time a minister at a local church. He's facing 13 charges, including sexual assault category 4, indecent act with a person under 16, sexual assault category 3, indecent act with a person under 16, attempted rape, 4 counts of rape, attempted carnal knowledge of girl 10 and under 16, 4 counts of carnal knowledge girl under 10, or girl 10 and under 16, and assaulting a female committing an act of indecency under 16. Now, how this bloke gets bail is beyond me. He's been granted temporary conditional bail and has to report to police in Queensland. You've got him up there now, where he lives. Once daily, apart from 8 days, so he can attend a medical appointment and his court appearances back in New South Wales and the Central West. Now, this is the bloke I told you about the other day who's still receiving support not just from members of his family, but would you believe from the church and fellow pastors? Didn't we have a Royal Commission about all of this? Didn't we have a Royal Commission about how this system is broken? Now, this one I had to wait until I could check, but I've confirmed it through a number of sources. One of his alleged victims, the alleged victim of this fellow, took her own life. And he served as the pastor at the funeral service. Now, if and when I can name the man, I will. If and when I can name the religious group supporting him, I will. And ask for an explanation on how they can support someone facing the most heinous of charges who allegedly performed and acted as pastor for the funeral of one of his victims who took her own life. I mean, it doesn't get much better than this in terms of lowlifes and the people who support them. He's back in court next week. I just wish I could tell you his name, but because it in some way might identify one of his many alleged victims, I can't. But I still can't get out of my mind the prospect of a person performing a funeral service as a pastor for one of his victims who took her own life. Dear, oh dear, oh dear. As I said, you just can't believe that someone would do that. But, like I say, that's why we had a Royal Commission. Because people did it historically and more recently. People who were men of God.